Alei Shur Chalik Beis Daf Reish Yud Gimel, the seventh chapter entitled Kas Oy Savlanus, anger or patience, we normally translate it as. Mao Kas, what is anger? Midas Chesed Muvenes Lan, we understand the Midah of Chesed. He achas mi Midas Avitz Barach, it's a Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve Oilam Chesed Yibone, the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Oilam Chesed Yibone. Through chesed, the person builds the world at large and himself, his own world. Achkas, but when it comes to anger, hakas shelanu bevaday einoy mimidosav. The anger that we have is certainly not one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehakasan hoires esayilam esatzmoy. The kasan destroys the world at large and himself. Lo imidaza eina me'achelek hatov shebadam. This is not one of the good portions of a human being, not one of the greater things about human beings. Says Ramchal, "Hinei yesh haragzan shemu alav kol hakoyis kilo kufer beikar." There are different levels of kas. One has the irascible person about whom Chazal say that it's tantamount to deny on Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu anichas al kol davar sheyasu neged tzion. It's a person who becomes enraged at anything done against his will. Umismalech imoy, just filled with rage. Ad shekvar liboy bal imoy, he becomes irrational. V'atzasoy nivaram, mamash irrational. Such a person would literally destroy the entire world if he had the ability. If at that moment of rage he could, he would actually just wipe out the entire world. He is totally not under the control of the mind anymore. It's irrational. Like a beast. About that type of level, the Pasuk says, Teref nafshoi be'apoi. That such a person actually destroys his own neshama through his anger. Be'apoy here, af connotes anger. Kach kosev Ramchal b'msilas yesharim pek yud alef. That's what Ramchal writes. Umkor hadvarim ubazor hakadosh parashas tetzave davkuf pei beis. The Zohar reads as follows. Uvemai yisyeda barnash leminda man iu lekarov bahadeh o lismena mine. How should a person know about another individual, whether he should draw close to him, whether it's an admirable person, worthy of contact, or to avoid him. Berugza mamash yedale barnash v'ishto medamani. It's through rugza, through anger, when you see that a person's anger, that you know very well what that person is like. If that person guards his holy neshama in terms of anger, aseali, velo yakarla me'asraha. Sorry, when the anger comes upon him, and he doesn't uproot his own neshama, uprooting the neshama means that you allow space for the elzar, for the alien god to take its place. Such a person is a worthy person. Da'iu avda demar is a servant of his master, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Da'iu gvar shelim, such a person is a complete human being. However, ve'ihahu barnash lo natila, if it does not guard his neshama, ve'hu akar kedusha da ilam esrei, he uproots his neshama from its place. Lemishe be'asra sitra acha, to place instead of it the other side, literally, the yetzahara, vadai da'ihu barnash demorit b'marei, certainly such a person is a person who rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'asir lekarava b'hadei, it's forbidden to draw near to him, ulishabara imei, and to associate with him, ve'da'ihu teref nafshei b'apoi, that same posuk, teref nafshei b'apoi, literally to destroy his own soul in his anger, ihu tarif ve'akar nafshei, he destroys and uproots his neshama, begin rugzei, because of his anger, ve'ashrei begavei ilzani, he places within his own body a foreign god. Ve'al darkesiv, regarding this, the pasuk says, "Chidlu lachem min adam asher neshama ve'apoy." Cease or desist from such a person who destroys his neshama with his anger. The inish mesakadisha tarifla, he destroys his neshama. Ve'saivla, he defiles it. Begin apoy because of his anger. Asher neshama achlav ve'apoy. He switches his neshama for anger. That's the end of that pasuk, and the Zohar here darshens it as the word bama. Avoida zara is chashiv ubarnash. The word bama connotes like a high place on which one offers offerings to avoida zara. So he's considered to be tantamount to avoida zara. Uman de ischaber, anyone who associates with him. Uman de ishtoibad, anyone who speaks to him. Kiman de ischaber avoida zara mamash. It's like associating with avoida zara. Hakasan toiref nishmasay. Those are the words that the Zohar uses, and then the Ramchal uses as well. Toiref nishmasay. Toiref is a word that connotes an animal of prey, tearing, destroying its prey. Bechasay mamash. Literally, shaneshama mistalekes mimenu. The neshama is removed from him in the time of anger. Uvim koimah ba hashra'a mitzad hara rachman letzlan. Instead of the neshama being there, there's a certain outpouring, hashra'a, from the negative side, from the side of yetzihara. Lehavin kach, in brackets, yesh badam nefesh, ruach u'neshama, three elements of soul. Haneshama yi hashra'a ha'ilyona shara ba'adam. The neshama is the highest of those three. It's that particular outpouring from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the angry person, the one in rage, uproots. He removes it through the anger. Instead of it, there comes a negative outpouring from what the Zohar here refers to as that alien God in the person's body, and we've seen it in the Sefer as well. Belashon nigle omer zos harosh bibelim sferois. The Zohar speaks about deeper levels, but belashon nigle, using common, open terminology, the Rosh expresses these ideas in a few words. V'yisrachek min hasechoik v'hakas, a person should distance himself from anger, ki mevalbel ruchoi v'datoi shel adam. It confuses, confuses a person's ruach and das. Kol kasan magish zos be'atzmoi. A person in rage feels this by himself, that in time of anger, he is not rational. It's as if, almost literally, it's a different person. A different person, an alien person, who's not himself. Of course, we hold that such a person has to suppress his anger. But that's certainly not called correcting and perfecting himself. He has remained. It's just stored up. It's bottled up. But potentially the anger is there, ready to be released. Sometimes he will manage to suppress anger, and sometimes he will not succeed. The actual form of response when something is done against his will, which we call anger, the kasan is to replace that type of response with a more appropriate, different type of response. That would be called tikkun. Not just to suppress it, but to totally replace the type of response that is used to with a more appropriate type of response. Hari kas hu tziyur shel teguva hamutba ba'adam kimuskar rishon. We've said this point before, that anger is a mental image of a certain type of response which is imprinted in us as an axiom, that this is what you have to do when somebody does something against your anger. So it's a mental image that we have, that if something is done against my will, so one's face must become red, a person has to smash his fist on the table, and to raise one's voice and to shout and to denigrate other people. It's a mental image that we have, again, about the appropriate response. What is achieved by these outbursts? Certainly the person who's exploding in anger makes himself hated by others and despised by others. Possibly, the victims of his anger will do what he wishes out of fear. He will never gain their love or affection or respect. Chazal put it in these terms in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph. All the Ragzan gains is his anger. He gains anger, nothing more. Nothing constructive comes out of it. Kaas hu tziyur teguva pasul umshukatz. Kaas, again, is a mental image of about a certain type of response to circumstances and stimuli, which is pasul, it's invalid, and meshukatz, it's despicable. Ein leva'al kas habasis ha'nafshi asher men yavo litguva shekula. The irascible person doesn't have the fundamental spiritual basis from which he can come to a measured response. Basis zehi savlanus. Savlanus is that basis, as you remember, that fundamental fundamental layer underneath that brings one to a measured response. It's called savlanus. And therefore, ha'avoda at the moment is practicing the midah of savlanus. The first vaad. Hatiram idal Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. The Torah testifies about Moshe. Ve'ish Moshe anav me'oid. He was very humble. Mikol ha'adam asher al penei ha'adama. More than anyone else upon the earth. Rashi explains anav, the word anav, which I translated as humble, is shafel ve'savlan. Uses the word savlon. Again, normally in day-to-day speech we translate it as patient, but patience, but we see that it's not quite the right translation. Hare savlanusi anaf anava. Savlanus is a branch of humility, of anava. Ulam af sheha anava ima'amalos ha'ilyonis besulamoy shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Even though anava is one of the higher rungs in the ladder of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Savlanus, which is a branch of it, it's within the capability of even simple, straightforward people, ordinary people like ourselves. Just in general, this midah of Savlanus is not something superior. We should not see it as something reserved for Chasidim. It's an imperative in all interactions with people. It's something fundamental. And the Alter Mikelm wrote, Halevai, we should become accustomed to this midah. It's the fundamental root, as we said, it's the substrate, perhaps, of tranquility. The pasuk that we are familiar with, the gate through which tzedekim come, mahu, oidecha ki hanisoni. This is in Hallel. Oidecha ki hanisoni. I thank you for the affliction. Vezeus vatihili lishon. That itself becomes my salvation. Hare ha-savlanus is midah klalis v'shoresh l'malos aboy. Certainly, according to the Alter Mikelm, savlanus is a general midah. It's a root and a substrate for many achievements. Ei efshar livnos yachas shel chevra tova bli savlanus. One cannot build good relationships without savlanus. Shnayim hakoyvim limud betzavta. Two people who decide to learn together, v'lahim tchunos shonos, they have different personalities, hergilim shonim, different habits, ki shonos shonim, different talents. How can this kvius endure? It's through this idea of becoming accustomed in savlanus. If you have three young men in a dormitory, without savlanus, the room can become gehenom. Four talmidim, individuals who eat together regularly at one table, or it can refer to a family as well, אם לא יסרגלו בסבלנוס, if they don't accustom themselves to סבלנוס, יצטרכו במשך הזמן לברוח מהשולחן. After some time, they'll have to run away from the table. ומהי סבלנוס? What is it? הסבלן דוימה ממש לאדם הנושא מסע כבד. Several, the root of it connotes bearing a load. So a סבלן is like a person carrying a heavy load, ואף שהוא כבד עליו, even though it's heavy, who mamshich laleches b'dako, he continues to carry it, einu nil'e l'seisoy. Kachu b'chol yachasim sh'ben min adam. This is how it is in interactions with people. Anu ro'im v'shimim harbe devarim sh'en man firuchen. We hear and see many things that don't quite, they're not quite my cup of tea. U'v'chol zos mamshichim l'yitchavim tovim. But we continue the relationship. We don't throw away the relationship for that. Garu mize, even worse. Yeish v'chaver mamash pogeh banu. Sometimes a colleague, a friend, somebody really hurts us. Im be'akitza be'alma, whether it be just a sharp word, im midrisha b'tin ogenes, or perhaps an unjustifiable expectation, im betana b'lti mutzdekes, or he made a claim against me which was unjustified. V'chol el sovlim, and we need to bear it. Mamash kenosei ha'masa kaved, like a person carrying something heavy. His parzus bechas, to have an angry outburst, or the chiyanim, just reject, just push away. Deima lifrikasam, it's like taking off the burden. Hasavlan einu pirik matzmo es masach evros ateva. The savlan is not somebody who is going to cast off the burden of good friendship for certain, you know, bad points. Oidius agorbis, even at a lower level. Re'im chaver ose avera. We see somebody who is actually doing an avera. It's really incorrect. Vegam az nisharim lo chaverim toivim. And nonetheless, to bear it. Now, v'chan yesh makom lizirus, of course, one shouldn't go too far. Asur shesavlanus tavi lidei adishus chas v'chalila. Savlanus is not that a person becomes indifferent. That's not the point, to become indifferent and just, whatever happens, one doesn't respond. No. Avera shiroim tzricha lichoiv heitev. When a person is an avera, it should hurt us. V'chol choy meradin. V'chol ma she'aseh avera yosek rov lev. The more that person did the avera is closer to me, yosek rov adavar. The more it must hurt. We're not saying it shouldn't hurt and we should be indifferent to it. However, v'chol zos sevli mesachaveh. We nonetheless carry on bearing this load. Ke'oisen aseh masakaved, like the porter. Chayavim lo echiach, an obligation to rebuke, to explain, whatever it is. Achkam lios nese avoin. This is, of course, in Midav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nese avoin, to carry, literally, the iniquity. Hevei Omer, what we're saying is, kol yachasei bnei adam einam kesherim mikiim. Interactions of people are not just coincidental connections. Ha'adamu yetzur chevati, as we know, a human being is a social being, political being. V'chol yisrael chavirim ve'arivim ze baze. We all connect to one another. Chaver neise es chaveroi. Each person carrying, to some extent, his fellow v'shechen neise es shechenoi, neighbors. Kol adam chadash ani ba b'magaitoi. Every new individual that I come into contact with, matil alai masa chadash leses alai sevloi. Imposes upon me a certain burden to carry. Haim ze omer she ani tzrich lekabel mimno kol davar v'lishtok. Again, does this mean that I need to accept anything and to keep quiet? Loi v'loi. No, not at all. That's not what we're saying. Aval mitoch savlanus magim l'tguva shkula. Savlanus brings one to a measured response. Shelelim drisha bilti mutzdekes. I can negate and refuse an unjustified request of me. Aval mitoch haraspanim. But I can do it through haraspanim. Meshivim al tana bilti nechona. I can respond to an incorrect claim against me, but straightforward words, not necessarily an insult. I can rebuke someone for an avera, but through love, and with measured words of logic, without any anger or bitterness, certainly not without any arrogance. Again, the point we made before. Savlanusi anaf shel ha'anava. Savlanus is a branch of humility, aval anaf shegam pshutei am mukhrim lislamed bo. It's a branch that even ordinary people must practice and master. Al savlanus kazois, regarding this type of savlanus, amru chazal sheshalim es adam bedin, chazal tell us that a person is asked when he's judged after his life, himlachta chavircha alecha benachasuach. Did you enthrone, literally, your fellow upon you with tranquility? That's the introduction. Nislamed eifoy liya savlanim. We want to train and practice in being savlanim. Nikba le'atzmenu zman mesuyam kol yom. Set aside a specific time every day, kereva sha'a, approximately 15 minutes, uvoy nishtadel lases velisbol koma she'anu ro'im v'shumim, in which time we try to carry and bear whatever we see and hear, afal pish eno klal lefi ruchen, even though it may not be at all our kettle of fish, even if it actually impinges upon us, mibli leabed melochas nafshenu klal, without losing our tranquility at all. Uvemikre shesh tzorech o yechiv lagiv, where there's a necessity or an obligation to respond, nagiv bidvarim shkulim umdudim. We respond with very measured words, bli shum isakshus, without losing one's cool. Zman ze shel hislamdus yeh kamuvan zman shesh bo magayim chaverim. This time that you set aside, the 15 minutes for practice, must of course be a time when there's interaction with other people. Im belimud, im besuda, whether during learning or during a seuda. Nislamed baze be'oyis zman mesuyam shavuos echadim. So in that particular time slot in the day, we have to practice this for a number of weeks. Ad shena'amod al tiv hamidah zeh, until we ascertain the quality of this midah, ve'ad shenetzlech ba, until we succeed in it. After that, we should switch the time slot to another time in the day, in which you come into contact with other people, or a larger group. And also practice this until we succeed in that period of time as well. And then switch the time slot 4 times or more. Lemashal is an example. Mishas gemudim chaver lishas sudam kama chaverim. Perhaps the first slot was a time when one has a seder with a friend. Then a seuda with a number of people sitting together. Lishas shehiya b'cheder im chaverim achim. Then the time slot moves to a time when typically there are a few bachurim in the room with each other. Similarly, we want to practice this over a lengthy period of time to learn this midah well, until there's engraved upon our heart this particular image of what Sevlanus means, and we eject out of our hearts the image of an angry response, and this tendency to just chuck off, throw off the yoke. Until we feel very well the beauty in the midah of Sevlanus. Adkan.